things are going real well. We had a great start to the 2020-21 school year. Most of our students are back face-to-face every day. We have an exception of about 20% of our students who chose to stay at home on our online academy. So the start went really, really well, better than we could have predicted, and students are wearing masks 100% of the time and making it work. It's amazing and how adaptable and resilient these kids are. It's been a great start to our school year.
One thing also is you do have the option there with the online academy. How is that going so far?
Well, we did purchase a new online academy this year. We're very excited. It housed the Canvas platform with an accelerated education curriculum. This program that we purchased is state-aligned so that the students can stay on track with what they're being taught in-house. And we also assign every online academy student to an in-house mentor to keep them connected. You know, hopefully these students will be back in-house at some point when things have kind of cleared up. But until then, we want them to feel connected to our teachers and to the school district so they have that connection.
I was mentioning earlier, I have an 11-year-old sixth grader, and he is thrilled beyond words to be back in the classroom. I'm guessing you're seeing a lot of that with the students, that they're just happy to be back, happy to have some normalcy, and happy to be around their friends.
Oh, definitely. You can see smiles on kids' faces. It's been a long time since they were face-to-face with all their friends. So kids are happy to be back. They're abiding by rules. They're wearing their masks, and they're just excited to be in-house. So we're excited to have them. And besides that, we've moved on with fall sports also. We're in progress. So our students are currently participating in cross-country, tennis, junior high and JV football, and then middle school girls basketball. Just so we get it out there, visitors are limited to these events. Each athlete is issued 2 to 4 vouchers depending on the sport. And this is just to assure the safety of our athletes and our coaches, the people refereeing the games. But we're following the MHSAA and state guidelines and moving forward with sports.
We're talking with Carrie Meyer, superintendent of the Ishpeming Schools. Carrie, I know you've got information for folks. If they have questions, they can find out more. And you've got a few other things going on. What's the word to wrap up with this morning?
Well, the one last thing that I want to mention, our Hematite preschool still has a few slots open. If your child is 3 to 4 years of age and you're interested in the 3-hour-a-day program, we have still morning or afternoon slots available. And you can contact our Birchview Elementary Secretary, Mrs. Corkin, for more details. And if you have any more questions regarding any of the buildings, do call either of the offices, and our staff would be more than happy to assist you in your needs.